Finally today, as we mentioned, the Grammy Awards are tonight, and we wanted to meet one of the nominees. And if you are a fan of Maroon 5, then you have probably heard our next guest in action. You and I go hard at each other like we're going to war. You and I go rough. We keep throwing things and slamming the doors. PJ Morton has been playing keyboards for Maroon 5 since 2010, becoming an official member in 2012. But all the while, he's been crafting his own music with its own soulful Stevie Wonder-esque sound.
Yes, we've got something special. Let's hope. Oh, don't let go.
That's First Began from PJ Morton's solo album, his latest. It's called Gumbo, a nod to his New Orleans roots. NPR called it one of its five R&B albums that you slept on in 2017. That song and the album are nominated for two Grammys tonight, which was a good excuse to check in with PJ Morton. He's with us now from our bureau in New York. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, congratulations on the nominations. What is it like to be nominated? I mean, where were you when you found out? I mean, who calls you? Does your agent call you? Or, you know, how does that work?
I was in my hotel room. I was on the road on the last few dates of a tour. And I knew they were coming out. So I was waiting by the phone to see. And then I got a text from one of my guys in management. And they said, congrats on your nom. So I was like, okay, I got one. And then I went to look at the list, and then I see album, and I kind of broke down because I'm like, man, I really wanted that one because, you know, I look at it as a body of work. So I was in my hotel room happily by myself so nobody could see me shed some tears.
Oh, I'm sure there were just some onions getting cut up in there.
Yeah, man, I don't know why they cook those onions in hotel rooms.
It happens like
it's
that.
It's just not, it's crazy.
You grew up in the church. Both your mother and father are pastors. And your dad is also a well-known singer, a gospel singer with quite a few of his own albums. And in fact, not to be mean, but if YouTube view counts are any gauge of success,
he's beating
you know, your
me,
dad
huh?
is, well, ugh, I'm just, let's
it.
Just say that he's in the running.
Still beats me.
He's in the running. And, you know, I actually have a clip of the two of you singing in church. Let's just play it. Here's Bishop Paul Morton and PJ Morton. And let go. Come on, let go. Let go. Just let go. And let go. He can fix it for you. Let go. He can turn it around. Do you two have a chance to sing together very often these days?
We used to, not as much these days. I'm such a fan of him. Just even I was smiling just listening to that. I love that guy. He was the first artist I ever got to see and learn from, and I'm still such a big fan of him, even though he's my father. I used to be his music director at church, but then my life and career got a bit busy, so we don't as much, but it's special when we do get that chance to do it.
You know, a lot of great artists come from the church. I think most people in this country know that. Aretha Franklin, Whitney Houston, Sam Cooke, to name just a few. And you actually started your career writing gospel songs, but then went on to work with people like, you know, NDR and Maroon 5, of course. I wondered, was that ever a conflict either with yourself or with your community?
Both initially. I mean, first with myself, because I didn't want to let my father down. I knew that he'd like me to be probably a preacher, at least be a gospel singer. So when I didn't want to do either, I felt like, man, I might disappoint him. So that was first. And then my father accepted what I did so much and became so supportive. And then I was kind of concerned with the community because they were kind of a few steps behind him because he knew me personally and knew where it was coming from and knew it was a real thing and a real purpose for me. So the church and the community, it was kind of a conflict. But then I got free from that and I hadn't really looked back since, you know.
Well, and how is it a conflict? I mean, what do people say? Do they try to shame you
and say, what are you doing when you should be here lifting up the Lord? This is years ago now. But, yeah, I think it's that same old story. No different than what Al Green and Sam Cooke and Aretha went through, singing devil music. Or they would say, you should be using your gift for God, you know. And I actually wrote a book about it some years ago called Why Can't I Sing About Love? And it was addressing that, really, because I wanted to not only free myself, but free some other people from that thinking that gospel music equals God as opposed to your gift and how he's gifted you and being able to talk about not only God, but the things he's created, love, life. These are all God's dominion. So I think the book helped a lot of people and me just remaining who I was.
I noticed that you wrote a book about it, which is something that a lot of people wouldn't do, which I thought was was noteworthy. But I also note that you continue to reflect on your faith and the role that it plays in your life, and even if you're working in a different genre. And you have to know that one of the songs on the album caught my ear, called Religion. Very blunt about something that I think many people talk about but not necessarily sing about.
Yeah.
So let's play it and talk about it a little more.
I don't think I like your religion. Don't always make the best decisions. Not saying you don't have good intentions. I know that you are only human.
Okay, so subtle.
Right.
well, tell me about it. How did this come to you?
I started to write this song during the presidential campaign. And I saw a bunch of evangelicals getting behind now President Trump and having to ignore a lot of things that he do and say in order to be comfortable to put their support behind him. So they had to ignore the hatred that he spewed a lot of times, the division that he was promoting. I mean, words that we wouldn't say, you know, grabbing people by things. All of that had to be ignored to still say, hey, this is our candidate. The Christians, this is the guy we believe should be the president. And that kind of showed me, and it brought me back, not to get too deep, but like back to slavery days where they would have read the Bible and show the slaves why you're supposed to be slaves. This is why. Look at the Bible and find ways in the scripture to validate that. And that's where that line comes from. Your God had nothing to do with that.
Your God had nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that.
A lot of times religion in its form, original form, it is with good intention and it's with love and it's with community. But somewhere along the line, sometimes humanity slips in there and it becomes less about God and your own agenda. And I think God has nothing to do with that agenda sometimes.
And that leads me to another song that I wanted to talk to you about that also struck me. This is called Claustrophobic.
Oh, PJ, you're not mainstream enough. Yeah. Would you consider us changing some stuff? Oh, like everything about who you are. No offense, we're just trying to make you understand.
This struck me because, I mean, it goes on to say that, you know, oh, we'd like you to be more thuggish. I'm not going to say some of the words, but you go on to say that that's not you. But there is a part of me that wants to ask, are you ever tempted? I mean, do you ever say, well, let's say I did curse more or something like that and present myself as different than I am. I mean, and I don't know how much the house with the swimming pool means to you or whatever it is that's the thing that you're supposed to want. I mean, does that ever cross your mind?
Well, first of all, my childhood, I was able to grow up in a way where I had things that I wanted. You know what I mean? So my value for money wasn't huge. Then I'm fortunate enough to be in a huge pop band that does very well. And that satisfies my needing hit records. So yes, I have been tempted. I think Gumbo, this record, is the result of all these years of me trying to figure it out. I went through all those ups and downs, joining Maroon 5 and feeling like, okay, I got hits. Oh, now I see what that feels like. All this is a result where I am right now for me to be able to be who I am 100%. Do I want hit songs? Yes, I would love them. But I want hit songs as who I am and not somebody else.
I'm sticking to my gun.
So Are you going to go to the award ceremony tonight? I do want to mention we are speaking to you in advance of the Grammy ceremony. Are you going?
Right. Yes, I'm going to be there with bells on at the Grammy Awards. I do want to, let's be clear, I want to beat everybody I'm against and love, but I want to win. Yeah.
That's PJ Morton. His latest album, Gumbo, is up for 2 Grammys tonight. He joined us from our bureau in New York. PJ Morton, thank you so much for joining us and congratulations on everything.
Thank you so much. It was good to be with you.